NHL Fantasy.
All right, Shelfies, back at it. Second podcast this week, podcast 308, October 16th, 2024. We're talking NFL trades that have happened and trades that we think may happen. They probably won't, but it's fun to talk about. Trade deadline, I believe, is week 8, so 2 weeks away. So we're going to hear, you know, we have teams that we know are at the bottom that would trade guys, teams at the top that might be missing a piece here and there that could acquire these guys. So we'll kind of lay it all out there. Again, follow us on X, Instagram, Facebook at TopShelfFNTSY, TopShelfFantasy.com. All right. Get into the current trades, Dows. Biggest one, probably, Devontae Adams to the Jets. I think everyone and their mother expected this. So it's not really a shocker surprise by any means. Jets give up a conditional fourth. I thought it was a third.
I saw a conditional fourth, but I could be wrong. But it can go up to a second. But in order for him to get it up to a second, they have to either play in or win the AFC Championship game.
Play in.
Okay. Yeah. Or Devontae Adams has to be a second team All Pro, which is tricky considering he's already missed two games, maybe three.
Yeah, and hasn't been good stat wise. So
right, he would have to ball out the rest of the way.
Oh, you'd have to see the best second half out of anyone in the world,
right?
Ever. So, and everyone else take a massive step back.
Yeah.
So that would be hard to do. Yeah, but with that, by the grace of God, his injury has randomly cleared up, and he's practicing in full already. And he plans to play a Sunday night game against the Steelers, which should be a good one to watch, especially with Russell Wilson likely under center for the Steelers.
Yeah, tough matchup for the first game in a new system. I mean, I know it's probably just the Aaron Rodgers, Nathaniel Hackett system that Devontae is probably fairly familiar with, but no matter what, I mean, it's still a process to get on the same page as your quarterback, your offensive line, timing, the other receivers, whatnot. So, I mean, Devontae Adams, super skilled, super duper skilled, smart guy, can probably do it as good as most, but to see him out on the field, I would expect a simple route concept or route tree for him. And if that's the case, the Steelers could bottle him up at least game one. I mean, they've been a rock solid defense this season.
Yeah. I'm still starting him.
Yeah. I think you have to.
Yeah. I mean, you held him on, so, you kind of have to.
Yeah, exactly.
But with that trade, Mike Williams is expected to be in the trade block. I think he would be anyways if Adams wasn't there. I think him and Rodgers have not been on the same page. We saw it last week. And if it's Rodgers' fault, it doesn't matter because it's not his fault at all. So be good to see a guy like that, you know, get out of there, go on a team that he can kind of do something with, because – I mean, his play style, they really haven't used much. You know, jump up and get the ball in the end zone is his go-to move, and he really hasn't been doing that at all.
Yeah, you've always seen Aaron Rodgers gravitate more towards a crisp route runner than anything. I know he put up some huge stats with Jordy Nelson back in the day, but that was probably his – and, I mean, Jordy Nelson was still a crisp route runner, don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. but – he was probably the last guy that really went up and got it. Like Devontae Adams can go up and get it, but he's still a route technician first and foremost. So, which is why I'm shocked that Aaron Rodgers hasn't taken more to Garrett Wilson, who just looks fantastic. I think he's a little bit looser with his routes than Rodgers might like, but whatever. Not the point here. Mike Williams, however, has not gone on the same page as Aaron Rodgers. I know Aaron Rodgers is blaming him for the pick at the end of the game, which, I mean, the guy slipped. It happens. You know, he also underthrew him by 15 yards. So, I mean, take some personal responsibility, Aaron. On top of that, I mean, there are a lot of teams that would be happy to have the services of Mike Williams. Unfortunately, those services usually come for two or three games at a time before he's hurt again. So it wouldn't be surprising for me to see a team like the Patriots go after him. But Patriots Jets trades are about as rare as they get. So that would be probably unlikely. He'd also probably prefer to go to a contender rather than toil away in mediocrity for the rest of his life. So teams that would be interested in Mike Williams' services, I'm not entirely sure who I would pick. Could
Yeah,
be interesting
and
to see him go to Dallas. I'd watch that game.
yeah, it's not a bad spot. I mean, he's go for a sixth rounder, seventh
Oh yeah,
rounder
I mean,
swap. Like, it's
yeah, you see what
not a
I mean. We'll get
bunch.
to the rest of this list, but that would be high value for some of the trades we've seen in the past for wide receivers midseason. So,
Yeah, and then what does this do to Garrett Wilson? And people are starting to freak out. I'm not really, because right now we have Garrett Wilson, Alan Lazard. They're wide receiver ones each in fantasy. So if that can happen, I think Devontae and Garrett can happen. If it's not, then Garrett is a wide receiver too, and you know, you can live with that. I'm fine with that.
I'm far more concerned what this does to the running game. Like, people are probably thinking, oh, it's going to open it up. We're going to have some more receivers. They have to respect that, blah, blah, blah. I think Aaron Rodgers might just throw the ball 45 times a game.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's concerning to me. So,
which could be to Breece Hall. I mean, it was last game, but Breece Hall isn't getting into the end zone. And, you know, you're down to the one. What's more fun? Passing him to Davante Adams. That's a great story.
100%. So yeah, that's where I start to worry, is Breece Hall's potential to score touchdowns, Breece Hall's involvement in the offense. And then not only that, like, the offensive line needs to get moving in order to get in a rhythm and actually run block effectively. So if they're pass blocking 90% of the time, it's tough for them to switch gears. So I'm more concerned about that side. I think Devontae Adams and Garrett Wilson can coexist. I think Alan Lazard will still manage to get looks in the end zone. Alan Lazard, don't forget, has played with Devontae Adams. Like, they're familiar with one another. They know each other well. So it could honestly be Garrett Wilson, odd man out of the locker room, but I think a talent like his just
You can't keep
always, always makes its way to the forefront. The cream rises to the top.
the top, yeah.
I wanted to say the cream rises to the crop, and I was like, that's not right. Cream of the crop. There we go. That's the other
Cream
side.
of the crop. There it is. Yeah. All right. So that's the Adams news there. And the same day, Amari Cooper gets traded to the Bills, I believe, for a
I got it right here for you. I knew we
third.
were going to do this. Amari Cooper and a 2025 sixth round pick were acquired from the Cleveland Browns in exchange for a 2025 third round pick and a 2026 seventh round pick. So third and seven this year and next for Amari Cooper and a 2025 sixth rounder. So
Okay.
not a lot. I mean, if that's the value on Cooper, like you said, I think putting like a sixth, maybe fifth, sixth, seventh round value on Mike Williams is fair. But I mean, just last year, Cooper was dominant with Joe Flacco. So I think if you get him on a team with Josh Allen and some competent quarterback play, the sky's the limit for him.
Yeah, he takes over that role from Keon Coleman, who is caught in, you know, some deep balls for touchdowns, but some drops, some routes not ran right. You put Cooper in that situation, you're hitting those all day. So
and you bring in Cooper to help Keon Coleman get some
absolutely
veteran leadership and some coaching and some assistance. Like, right now he's learning from MVS. It's the last guy we want teaching him anything.
Who is cut?
Think, yeah, there's a reason. He's bad habits.
Yep. Oh God. So yeah, I mean, you got to be happy for this guy going from Cleveland Browns dumpster fire to the Buffalo Bills, first place in the AFC. So if I'm Cooper owner in fantasy, I am, I guess, as the kids say, rock hard.
Yes.
Kids don't say that.
No, but definitely correct. His value should be skyrocketing as we speak. So I'm stoked for it. Even as a Josh Allen owner, you're like, let's open up the playbook a bit. He's throwing the ball 25 times a game. Let's see him throw it 33 times a game.
Yep.
And, you know, all six or seven of those in difference go to Cooper. Like, that's an offense.
Yep. Throw more. Don't let Cook get hurt in the running game.
Right.
It makes a lot of sense. And the next bit of news, Cam Akers gets traded right back to the Vikings, same as last year.
Very odd. Like the Vikings let him go, and then they go, oh, let's go give something up for him.
Yeah, and I think he went for a six, if I'm correct. Or
I think
was
you're
it?
right, yeah.
I don't know. People think like, oh, it sucks for Ty Chandler. He's going to take over that role. But I think it's more of Aaron Jones could be heading to the IR, or his injury is more of a concern than they believe at first. So we'll see in the next few days if Aaron Jones is, sidelined for a couple weeks. But I mean, it's who would you rather, I guess, Cam Akers or Myles Gaskin, on the field? Probably Cam
Gross, but
Akers.
Cam
So,
Akers, yeah.
yeah, you get a guy in there that played there last year that knows the system a bit. I do think it's bad news for Aaron Jones. He's probably out for multiple weeks.
So the interesting thing with Jones is that he was not at practice today on Wednesday. He is expected to be at practice tomorrow, Thursday. I don't know if that will be full, limited, whatever, but he's expected to be at practice. But he's been out with a hip injury, and today they relisted him with a hamstring injury. But then they said he'll be back tomorrow. So I don't
Yeah.
know. It's very wishy-washy. Hopefully we get some clarity tomorrow. Like you said, keep monitoring this. But if you see any more funkiness coming around Aaron Jones, this trade may make sense, or a lot more sense than it does right now. And I think you're right. I think Ty Chandler remains the primary backup behind him. Cam Akers is there just as an emergency guy who knows the system, knows what they want to do, can slot in quickly and be somewhat effective if called upon. Again, let's hope that we never see him on the field, because that means Aaron Jones is healthy and Ty Chandler's been effective. But if we do, Cam Akers is much better than Myles Gaskin. That's just a fact.
Yeah, and I mean, like, it's not like, oh, it's just funny the hype that the Cam Akers thing is getting. Like, we saw Dameon Pierce come back last week, and Cam Akers just, I think he had like a carry or two carries for minus 1 yards. So like, he took a back seat, even like, over Dare Ogunbowale too. Like, so it's not like they're getting this guy that a team really wants. Like, I don't know. I just think it just. Maybe pick him up if you go Ty Chandler as a handcuff, but I'll leave it alone. I'm not gonna run
Yeah.
out to get him because we saw what he did with a starting role in Houston, and it was abysmal.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like we've seen this guy. We know what he can do, and it's not is I don't care. I don't want it on my team. I was just getting distracted. Dickie sending me trying to get Pat Freiermuth for Tyler Conklin.
Oh, he's sending it to Kyle. They got Mark Andrews too, and
That's
a
good.
fourth, right?
Yeah, and a fourth. Yep,
That's
that's correct.
what Kyle said.
Like, why would I want Tyler Conklin? He sucks at football.
I do love the trades where, like, oh, they just got Davante Adams. Now let me trade the
Right.
now fourth option on the team.
Also,
The hell out of
Dickie
here.
picked him up on waivers for like a sizable chunk of fab, and now he's just gonna trade him. Dickie, if I wanted, why don't you go back and see? If I wanted him, I would have bid on him when
Yeah.
he was free.
Did I have a claim out there? No, exactly.
No,
Thank you.
right.
Goodbye.
Exactly. We're done here. Pat
That's
Freiermuth. Yeah, he
funny.
had one bad. I know he had one bad week. He makes it onto our bottom feeding pieces of shit list one time, and
He also had a touchdown barely called back. So that's
yeah,
they were talking about a whole different game.
exactly.
All right. This is the fun part. We got two segments, kind of mix and match them, but we have teams who could trade before the deadline, and of course the players we think these teams could trade for. So I mean, I don't want to be like, all right, Chiefs, now pick one of these guys. Just kind of just talk about it, and more guys might come up, and we'll just get into it. First one, Chiefs. They need a wide receiver. Rashee Rice is out for the year. Juju looked good. I mean, I don't think he looked good, but if you're getting all the targets there, you're a fantasy stud. So I don't think they can go all year with Juju as their one. I really don't. Justin Watson's there. Worthy's a fun, fast guy, but I mean, he can't be your two. I'm sorry. So do you want to get into it? I guess like I guess that this has to be the biggest team left because we w would have said Bills, we would have said Jets, but now they got their guys. And I think Chiefs is the next big team that needs a wide receiver. I
Yeah,
mean, there's a few other teams here, but they're the top team.
and what's fun is to think about a guy like Mike Williams going there for very little. Like, Chiefs give up a seventh, Mike Williams goes, and Pat Mahomes throws him some jump balls, and we all enjoy watching it. And it's a blast, but he doesn't really fit the mold of what the Chiefs do. Instead, what's probably going to happen is the Chiefs are just going to go pick up MVS for absolutely nothing, and
Absolutely.
MVS will be back on the team. Like, I would love to fantasize about all the other guys that we have on this list, but MVS is probably the one who goes to KC, and he plays on a veteran minimum contract for next to no money. And he catches a ball, and it's an absolute dagger at some point. Some team that you love, and
Yep.
that's the, and then the world keeps turning. That's just what we've become used to. It's the same way that Tom Brady used to carve up different teams with like Deion Branch and other guys that the rest of the league had never heard of. Pat Mahomes will take MVS and just carve people apart with him.
Yeah, and it's sad, but I mean, if they don't do that and they want to win, like you said, Mike Williams, like that's cool, but like I still think they need a one, or a close 1A 1B to pair with Juju, because now they're w winning games, but a lot of the games are close, so they need that guy, and I think there's a few guys here, that kind of fit that. One being DeAndre Hopkins, I think, is talked about a lot. He's on a team where we'll say they're going nowhere. He's probably pissed off. He's at that age where he's like, all right, I have to win. I did add Calvin Ridley in here, but that's a hard contract to trade. So I don't think we would see that. I think the whole NFL thought it was a very big contract for his age. So I don't think people are going to run out to trade for him. And the Titans can't really afford to be like, oh, take the guy, we'll hold all the salary for 3 years. So that one's not going to happen. But I think DeAndre Hopkins makes a lot of sense. Again, with that age, a fourth rounder, fifth, I think, like you can get that done.
Another one, just because of how bad their or his team has been, is Christian Kirk. I would say he would fit KC perfectly. He'd probably be more like the Amari Cooper valuation for pick exchange, third-ish rounder. Maybe some other like later stuff moving around as well, just to even it out. But I think he'd be a great fit. He can actually run routes, so you'd have him and Juju kind of doing the receiving stuff. Xavier Worthy then can be just the gadget guy. And if you need some size, you bring in a Justin Watson, or just use Kelce as they've used him for years and years. So he'd be an interesting one. The other guy I have on this list that I think would be super interesting there is George Pickens. The Steelers have too good of a record to probably be considering moving him. That being said, he was pretty vocal that he wanted Fields as the quarterback. If they're going to move to Russ Wilson and he doesn't get every target in the world, George Pickens will become a problem in that locker room. That, like, he does not have the gene that keeps his mouth shut. He never has, never will. So if he becomes an issue for the Steelers, I would not hesitate, or I don't think they would hesitate to ship him off to KC for anything in return. The only problem is if their record's good, they won't ship them in conference to the Chiefs. They'll send them to the NFC.
Right, exactly. And Chiefs too, it's like, yeah, this guy's talented, but do we want that negative effect? And that I think that with a team like the Chiefs, I mean, they were able to do with Tyreek Hill, but that's a different tier of a
For what he's
receiver.
giving you,
Yeah,
and
even
you put
Tua.
up with it.
Yep.
And I think the Chiefs are a well-run organization, so I think you're right. They would avoid bringing in a locker room issue like that, or even an on-field issue like that.
Yep. My dream guy there would be Deontay Johnson. I think he would fit perfectly there. I know people were saying, well, he just got a Carolina, like they're not gonna trade him, but he was traded there. I believe it was his last year of his contract. And I mean he's balling out with Andy Dalton, but this is a team that's not gonna win games. And if Carolina can get a third for this guy now, when you're gonna lose him next year anyways. I mean, they've showcased him. He's leading the league in red zone targets by He has 11. I think second base is 7, which is funny because Deontay Johnson doesn't catch touchdowns. So we're seeing a whole new thing. So, I mean, they are showcasing him in a way. And I think that he would be a surprising deal, but I don't think it's that surprising when you actually sit down and look at it. It makes sense.
Yeah, like you said, if unless they're having some sort of internal conversation with Deontay Johnson already that says like we're gonna re-sign you, you still want to be here, we're mutually
It would
happy
have
to do
happened
that,
already, right?
right? Exactly. I think we'd hear about it. So the fact that we haven't, I think that's a great fit, a trade that could definitely get done. The Panthers returned some value on the guy. They gave up something to get him, so they have to get something out of him. They can't just let him walk for nothing. So I think that's a good philosophy to have. Plus, the Panthers have shown that Xavier Leggett has some promise. Like he's looked serviceable. So they're not without a wide receiver. They still have Thielen there whenever he, eventually comes back off of IR. So they're not completely dead in the water without, serviceable wide receivers if they do ship DJ out of town. So I think that's an interesting one. I think it could fit for a lot of teams.
Yeah, I think their plan was like we got to get Bryce, all these guys and.
And now that they need a new quarterback, because they know Bryce isn't the
Right.
solution,
So
reset.
exactly. That plan's done. We saw it didn't work out. Now we got to get picks.
They have to
What
recoup some
happened?
picks because they're still out the firsts from acquiring Bryce.
So I do think and if it's not the Chiefs who can go down this list too, and there's other teams that do need wide receivers. So we'll get to that too. But next team, Dallas, you want to start with that?
Yeah, the Cowboys, desperate need of a running back and a wide receiver too. We've seen Jalen Tolbert look all right as a wide receiver too. We've seen, even Kevontae Turpin be serviceable in kind of sporadic portions of his career, but they need a locked in guy. And if Brandon Cooks is looking like he's done for the year, they need somebody else out there who can log big snaps and actually contribute. Pretty much everybody we just talked about would all fit that role as well for the Cowboys. So let's talk more about the running back position because they are getting no production out of the running back spot. I know Dowdle has had some flare ups where he's looked promising and then gone right back to being absolutely terrible. Zeke is not involved in the offense. I don't even know why you go out and re-sign the guy if you're not going to use him. Obviously, Deuce Vaughn sucks.
Dalvin Cook's not getting
Dalvin
moved
Cook is
up.
not even, I don't even know if we've seen him. Who's the other guy? Malik Davis
I
is.
don't even know if he's there.
I
Is
don't
he
even know if
there?
he's still on the team. Yeah, I get no clue. So there's no production out of the running back position in Dallas, and I don't know if it's an line thing. I don't know if it's a scheme thing. I don't know if it's a play calling thing. I wish Derek was on. He's the big Cowboys fan. He'd probably be able to tell us, more in depth about
That's
play
why
by
I
play
asked
what's
him.
happening. But what I know for certain is that there are a bevy of running backs in the league that would love to be running behind the Dallas offensive line, at least for the last 15 years. So I think you got to go out and get one. And I know we get a couple of guys on this list, the Miami running backs, Raheem Mostert specifically. If there's a world where the Dolphins will trade Raheem Mostert, which I think is coming quickly with how bad their record is and the lack of any positive news about Tua coming back, I don't think they have much hope for anything. Positive happening in their future with regards to their record. So sell off your older pieces like Raheem Mostert, Jeff Wilson, guys that aren't going to be there for the long haul, and get what you can from them. Even if it's a sixth round pick, it's something. And then you have Raheem Mostert in Dallas, where I think he could be effective.
Yeah, and Raheem Mostert was a guy, I think it was probably this summer, who I thought would be traded there because they drafted Jalen Wright. He's looked better each week too. So the team's not winning games. Playoffs probably out the window if I had to guess for Miami, especially with the Jets and Bills getting stronger. So it makes zero sense to keep any of those backs on the team, in my mind. Like even Jeff Wilson there, I think, is a better player than Rico Dowdle. Yeah, he's not staying healthy. But if you can get Mostert there, I think it helps the team so much because if there's no running game, there's no passing game. Like
Yeah, and you're seeing it in full force. They do not teams do not respect the running attack of Dallas whatsoever. They don't. They just play coverage. Like they'll sit back and play cover two and say, "Go ahead and run it. We're not scared of anybody on your team." The other guy that I had mentioned right before we started the pod was James Conner. Like if Arizona drops a couple games and they kind of start to realize, like, oh, maybe we don't have everything that we need here. They still have Trey Benson waiting in the wings. They've got Amari DiMercato still, serviceably running. They have enough to move Connor. And Connor's a guy that you might be able to get like a third round pick for. You don't usually give up that
For that age, but
for that age and for the running back position at all. But if you look at Dallas and what they need and what James Connor can do on offense, which in both the running game and the receiving game out of the backfield, I think that would be a match made in heaven.
it's Jerry Jones too. Like, yep, do it. But this is a very high pick. Do it. Do it.
Do
I
it. Yeah,
mean,
just do it. No. Back in 1975, we traded picks all the
I
time.
bet when people trade with the Cowboys, they're like, all right, we're gonna ask for a lot because it's the
Just do
fucking
it.
Cowboys.
See what he says. See, dude, he's like 90. Just see what he says.
Yeah, I think Connor would there would be unreal, but
Oh, instantly. I would be trying to trade for him in fantasy in all formats.
All right. The Rams, last place in their d division, but they're getting cut back, hopefully Puka in the next 3 or 4 weeks. They need a tight end. I mean, Higbee is still out. Parkinson's not really filling that role up. We have no tight ends on the list, but I think a good one. We just saw the Browns trade Cooper, David Njoku. If he is on the move, I think that fits perfectly with the Rams. I think that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, youthful tight end who can kind of join Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua when he's back. And I think Stafford's still got a couple years left in him. So Kyron Williams, still interesting running back there. So your offense would be very solid right off the bat. I just don't know that the Rams, I consider the Rams buyers right now.
That's the only thing.
I
It's
also
like,
don't
yeah.
think they're selling. Like I wouldn't tell anybody that Cooper Kupp is on the block to get traded. I don't think that's the case. Puka's obviously not going anywhere. So they're just in such a weird position. They could go on a run. We've seen the Rams do this before. They string a bunch of games together or a bunch of wins together and they're right back in it. So yeah, maybe if they buy a David Inch, I think, I think that's kind of if their mentality has shifted towards longevity, maybe a couple years down the road, and Joker's the great pick. The other guy I have on here is Mark Andrews. Like, talk about a time that you can get him at such a discount. And if they think that they can actually turn this season around, they're going to consider themselves win now. Maybe Mark Andrews is their guy if they think they can get more out of him than Baltimore is right now. More power to him.
Know what they could do too is they can go to the Raiders and say, hey, you suck. You have an unreal tight end. Michael Mayer's hurt. He was a high pick. He's not worth the pick anymore because now he's third in the depth chart. So, again, like you talk about longevity, it's like you get him. Now, next year, you like the Rams are a team like, yeah, we might be out of it this year, but next year we're going to have, the same team.
What is Mayer hurt with? What's his injury?
I don't know, but he's been out. I don't
Okay.
know if it's
It was
concussion or
like,
something. I don't know.
well, I was gonna say if he's on like IR, you can't trade him.
Right.
But
Yeah.
if it's like week to week, yeah, just get him healthy enough to pass the physicals. Send him along.
Exactly. So that'll be
Yeah,
awesome.
that would be a good one. And yeah, again, Michael Mayer, super high draft pick.
A very good player. But I mean, when you're behind Brock Bowers, it really doesn't matter. All right. Next team,
The Chargers.
Chargers.
They need a lot of stuff.
They need a tight end too, but I think the b biggest need here is the wide receiver p position.
Hurst is hurt. What are you gonna do? Wide receiver, yeah. I mean, they drafted Quentin Johnston pretty high. He's shown flashes, but just has not been consistent. I don't know how much of that you can blame on Joe Bar I'm on Justin Herbert. I don't think it's really all QJ's fault, but I don't think it's all Herbert blame to go around. It could be the play calling as well. Adam McConkey, who you mentioned previous podcast, like is good. Good, not great. Like hasn't really blown anybody's doors off. It's just very circle, doesn't really make you want to write home to mom. You know what I mean? So you got the need for something. And I think with how young that team is, you could benefit from some veteran leadership, but you're also trying to build towards the future. So a guy like Deontay Johnson fits here for me as well. Like, well, I'd love to see them make a bigger splash. I don't know that a reunion with Mike Williams is in the works, but I would love to see that too. I don't know that that will happen. Yeah. Like, I think the wounds are still a little.
Yeah. I mean, my sleeper of the year, Josh Palmer, isn't doing anything either. So that's kind of out of the books.
I'll get you.
But if the Bengals keep losing and they're out of it, T. Higgins could be up for a trade. Again, one of those, like, we're not making playoffs. Not sure if they can keep him after they sign Chase to that massive contract he's going to get. So might as well get, you know, a second round pick for the guy now. If he's going to walk, and like you said, look for the future. But this guy's not that young. Like, he's a perfect middle ground. He's been in the league for 4 years. Unreal talent. I think would fit very, very well there.
Yeah. I mean, if they end up moving him, which was all the news in the offseason, like, gotta. That would be a huge spot. I mean, Justin Herbert would be doing backflips. He'd be so happy.
Yep. So, probably won't happen, but you never know. And then it's definitely not Pickens, because this team doesn't throw a lot, and he'll be so freaking pissed.
Yeah, and he doesn't block either. Harbaugh would not sign off on Pickens.
Nope, he would sign off on Higgins blocking though all day.
Yeah. That being said, what's N'Keal Harry up to?
Is he still in the Vikings?
I don't know, probably.
Jesus Christ.
Harbaugh's like, yeah, get him.
All right, you can take the next one.
The Commanders in desperate need of a wide receiver. If only some sort of genius could have seen this coming when they said, don't trade Jahan Dotson, who was complete at wide receiver, because you're going to be hurting for one later. Jaden Daniels has been just phenomenal, but it's pretty much all Terry McLaurin. Like, after him, Luke McCaffrey is nothing. The Sim sisters are nothing.
Noah Brown.
Noah Brown.
Two now, so.
Yeah. And he's nothing. So it's, I don't know. It's weird that I still think it's weird they got rid of Jahan Dotson. I know he didn't have the greatest stat line, but he also never had that great of a quarterback. To see, it would have been great to see what Jaden Daniels could have done with him, because Jaden Daniels looks like the absolute real deal. So they got to go and get a guy. They could very well bring him back. I don't know what the tradesies backsies rule is in the NFL, but they could go get Jahan Dotson for a six, just give it right back. Like, hey, sorry, you guys aren't using him in Philly. We'll take him back over here.
But they traded, I mean, the thing is, like, Philly traded more to get him than the Bills and
right.
Jets did for Adams and Cooper. Like,
right.
That'd be the best thing. Like, hey, we got a third round pick and 2 sevenths, and we got him back for a six. Like, that'd be the best slap in the face of the Eagles.
Right. That'd be the absolute fleece job of the century. But imagining that does not happen. There's guys out there now that I think you could maybe work a deal with. Guy that we don't have on our list, Curtis Samuel, who was in Washington for a long time, is now sort of redundant in Buffalo with Amari Cooper heading there. Wouldn't mind seeing Curtis Samuel make a return to the Commanders. He could be maybe not like a legit two, but like a fringe three, and actually do some actual damage on that team. So that'd be an interesting one for me. I don't know who else I realistically see going to the Commanders, but.
Yeah, I mean, I can toss on T. Higgins too, but that's even, like, I don't know if that fits.
I think we have Kendrick Bourne on this list. I think that could be like somebody that fits right up their alley. I don't think he comes in and dominates by any means, but just a quick, close to the line of scrimmage
guy.
Target vet who can lead the room. I mean, Terry McLaurin's a vet too, but I think McLaurin and Bourne would be a good combo. They do kind of the same thing, but Terry does it a little bit better, and I think Bourne can do some more short yardage and run after catch stuff.
Yeah, and the Commanders could say, you know, we're doing great this year, playoff team, but we'll get the we'll wide receiver in the draft next year, you know. So last team we have is the Bengals. In our minds, they need a running back. I know Chase Brown has looked a lot better the last few weeks. Zach Moss has definitely downgraded the last few weeks. And if you're sitting there saying, cool, Chase Brown took the starting RB job, then the team needs an RB. Like, Chase Brown isn't the bell cow. He's not Joe Mixon by any means. I mean, we talked about this before, like, it's crazy how the running game isn't working when you just cut and, you know, I wouldn't say all pro running back, but a very good running back, like a RB1 in fantasy almost every year for Zach Moss. Like, that made no sense to me at all. I mean, it's probably a money thing, but they need a back. And Dawes, I know you talked about James Conner before, but this is kind of where it started. I think you said James Conner could go there, and God, that would be such a good fit and really solidify that offense. I know they need a few more pieces, but I mean, that would cure a lot of chaos there.
Yeah, James Conner, a fantastic runner of the ball, but also a fantastic pass blocker, which is an area that both Chase Brown and Zach Moss sorely lack. Also something Joe Mixon was particularly good at and, you know, had to be good at because the offensive line for the Bengals has been bad for so long. So I think if you look at everything in the full scope of what James Conner does, he's a perfect fit for the Bengals. Again, you need the Cardinals to lose a couple more games before I think they're considering trading away James Conner, especially with how open that NFC West division is with the Niners kind of failing to dominate the same kind of tier that they usually do. So I think the Cardinals think they still have a shot. If that door kind of closes and they start selling off some of their older pieces, I think James Conner is one of the first to go. And I mean, really, the Bengals should be leaping at that opportunity. And I know you don't want to hear it if you're a Zach Moss or a Chase Brown owner, but if James Conner hits that door, he's taking every carry. Like, your shares of Zach Moss and Chase Brown are no longer valuable.
Yeah, I would say the Chase Brown one is still like a guy that you should keep on your fantasy team if they do, you know, deploy the two RBs that they're doing now. But Zach Moss for sure. Done. So
I mean, I would probably have to keep Zach Moss just with how injury prone James Conner is, but yeah, he's gonna be riding pine for a while.
A long time. Yeah, it's a great fit. And the Miami backs, I don't see really fitting that system that well. I
yeah,
could be wrong.
Not as well.
But they need that kind of guy like a James Conner. Like, you know, he's relatively close to Joe Mixon, like, so I think that's a perfect fit.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, that will kind of do it. Of course, this next segment's players who we think will be dealt. We've already talked about all of them. I don't know if you have any other players in your mind that might move.
No, I mean, like the Patriots, I said before, the Patriots should be selling off pieces just for anything they can get for picks because that team's dead in the water. But you're not going to get a huge return on like a Hunter Henry, which is really the only guy doing anything at this point. Pop Douglas is not getting anything. Jalen Polk does not look good. Yeah. Ramondre Stevenson has too big of a contract, you know, tied to him to move. So, I mean, I usually look at the bottom tier teams in the NFL. Like, honestly, if the Panthers moved Chuba, I wouldn't be incredibly surprised. I don't know. He could even be a guy that goes to the Bengals and maybe would work out there. But I don't know that they would do that. The NFL, you know, the NFL nowadays, y'all carry two running backs. And if it's Chuba and Brooks, that's
especially
a pretty
Brooks
good
coming back from injury too. It's like,
right. Yeah. You're not sending a guy.
Probably not. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And just a few, two other guys, just thinking of like the Texans, Robert Woods, John Metchie. Not sure where they would land or any fantasy relevance, but just some guys that can be moved or even cut by that deadline, go on waivers and see what happens. Because Metchie was a big trade guy in the summer. He had a great camp, and teams are calling him, and it's like, nope, we're going to keep him. Not going to play him, but we're going to keep him. Like,
Yeah, and he was a, highly
Some
touted
promise.
prospect coming out of college. I mean, if he didn't tear his ACL like in the bowl game, he would have been probably a, second round pick.
Yeah, so he is buried in that wide receiver room. So I would like to see him like
Yeah,
Commanders
spread your wings, man. Yeah. Oh, I'd love,
good
yeah,
cheese
Commanders would
spot.
be great. Yeah, a little Jaden Daniels, John Metchie action. I'd watch that.
Yeah, that's all I have. All right. I'll take us out. I'll try it this time, Dallas, if that's okay.
Please do.
All right. Top Shelf, thanks for listening to us. We had the NFL trades and future trades that we are predicting. We will be 100% right on maybe one of these. But other than that, keep looking at the site. Keep looking at the NFL trade deadline coming in 2 weeks. Very fun week, and we're always disappointed when it ends because nothing happens. But this year will be a lot different. Don't worry about it. With that, stay fluid. Stay fluid.
Top Shelf Fantasy. Stay fluid. Stay loose. We'll be right back.